Okay, so we continue in the Chazanish on Emunah Bitachon. We're holding by Perek Yud on page 39. The shir was started as a specific shall be a schus for a Neshama for Dave's father of Yaakov Yezber Mechaim and Achim and Sion, and a schus for Fushlema, Chaim Levim and Arachel and Chanaleah Bashan Darachel, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he's continuing now. We were talking last time about that a person has the seichel and the dimyon that are opposing each other. And when a person uses his seichel properly, so he comes to a recognition that there is a creator who's beyond the normal limits and dimensions of time and space. And that gives him a certain elation, that gives him a certain joy that he was chosen to serve Hashem to the point where he can become elevated and feel almost like a malach. So he says now, im ki kol bnei adam b'sug echad v'min echad. He says, even though human beings, if you look at their DNA, they're the exact same makeup, exact same biology. But nevertheless, no two people are exactly the same because there are so many intricate details of a human being in terms of his characteristics, in terms of his appearance, in terms of his personality, that no two people have the exact same measure of every single one of these. Every person is an individual among all other people. And Kishra and Sikhloi, one person's capacity is not the same as another. And his personality, his character traits are not the same as another. So what's a consequence of this? He says, on occasion, you have people that have a distinct advantage over others. Actually, didn't mention to the point where they don't even seem like the same type. So you can have two people that have the exact same makeup biologically, and yet you have one person that has an extreme advantage over another. Let's say he has street smarts. So he could run circles intellectually around the other guy and rip him off and steal from him and cheat from him. And the other guy may not even realize until after it's all been done. Because again, the other guy has street smarts. You can have people that have Chachma and Taira and are able to delve into, let's say, Oimek of Limud HaTaira, Oimek of Halacha, and you can't even follow. You try to follow the steps and you can't keep up with them. So to the point where it seems like, we think back, to give you an extreme example, but in the days of the Vilna Gaon, which is like the closest to a Rishon that we've had in the last few in the last few hundred years. And the Vilna Gaon had such an ability, such a mastery of Torah that the people in his time could not even relate to him. It was literally like he was from a different time period. Almost, that's what he's saying here, almost like a different species. I have the midas and nefesh, the differences in these midas. So at first glance, it doesn't seem to be related in any way to the intellectual level of these people. So you have personality traits, and you would think has nothing to do at all with the intellectual level of the person. And if someone has a bad midah, it's not going to diminish in any way the intellectual level of someone who has that midah. Because we might think that if you want to become smart, you want to gain wisdom, sorry, chishron hachachma, you only need the capacity to do so, seichel toiv, leif maven, good seichel, and understanding mind, umahafsa, lekinyan hachachma. Well, how could it in any way harm a person's acquiring wisdom? If he's cruel and he doesn't have rachmanos, if he's a balgaiva and he chases after honor, and all these other similar traits. So what's he saying? He's saying that at first glance, you would say that what does a person need to be smart, to be a intellectual? He needs the yecholas, he needs the capabilities that Hashem blessed him with a smart mind. And once he has a smart mind, he can become as smart as he wants. He can acquire all the chachm in the world. And I would, and if you would push back and say, yeah, but he has these terrible midos, he's a huge Baal Gaiva, or he lies all the time, or he cheats other people, so he has these terrible midos. How could he become smart? I would simply respond and say, what does one have to do with the other? So he's a lowlife, but he could be a very smart lowlife. He can even use that chachma in a negative way to try to supplement and utilize his bad midos. So he says, the Chazon Ish here says a major chiddush, says it's not true. Avalein ha-davar kein be'emes, this is not the truth. Ki chadal atzilus ha-nefesh, because a person has a shortfall in his midos, v'noyam ha-midos hu chadal b'kinyan ha-chachma, and in order to properly acquire chachma, you need noyam ha-midos, you need pleasant midos, proper midos, ha-netuah ha-gashos ni'imos b'yisoid chachma. So he says that in chachma is Hargashas Neimos. So he's saying they are intrinsically related. If you're not going to act properly, you will not be able to become well-versed in proper chachma. Now, I don't know that he means necessarily all chachmas, because we do find, obviously, to use an extreme example, but you look at the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and they perfected killing, right? Auschwitz was literally a factory of death. So they obviously used chachma in a negative way. But what I think he's saying is that to get proper chachma, chachma satayra, chachma halacha, which we're going to get into exactly what that means. So then that is, you need proper midos, and it ties into what the Torah says, derecha darkei noyam, which literally means the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and therefore when we apply halacha, we want to do it in a positive way. But another way of understanding it is derecha darchei noyam. If you want to get on the derech of Torah, you have to already have darchei noyam, and that's why we say it fits so beautifully. Why do we say derech eretz kadma l'Torah? So there's many pshatim, but according to what we're saying here, there is no kinyan of Torah if you don't have derech eretz. If you're not behaving properly, you will not be successful in your limud haTorah. So of course, derech eretz is kadma l'Torah, because how are you going to get the Torah if you don't have proper derech eretz? So he says that's the way of the world. You want to be kind of chachma, chachma satayra, chachma of Hashem, chachma of halacha. You have to be acting properly in order to acquire that.